This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm the very best. And happy birthday for this week as well.
Another lockdown birthday. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah, good times, John. Good times.
You and Mariah Carey. Well, not quite. She's not. She's today. You were during the week.
Yeah. Oh, no, sure. It was great. It was great. But next year, that's it. I'm not doing another one.
One's a diva who's going to have a big, massive party with loads of things. The other one's Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
He said so from true. A safe distance.
So true.
So you've got an Italian classic for us today.
Well, I sort of think because maybe this week I have been thinking a lot about Italy. We're not getting our foreign holidays, but so this is to make up, John. So it's a torta di riso or rice tart. Mm-hmm. Now, everything always sounds better in Italian, doesn't it?
It does.
So yeah. So this is essentially a rice pudding in a pastry case.
Lovely.
So and baked. So the first thing is the pastry. I've given the recipe. You know those like a 12 hole like wee tart muffin that you would make your jam tarts in.
Uh-huh.
So it makes 12 of those. So the pastry is 3-2-1. So it's 1-2-5 of flour, and then you've got your butter and your sugar, and you rub it together, and then we've got half an egg. So beat up an egg and bind it with half that egg and a wee bit of water, but keep the other half of the egg.
Okay.
So and then make up a rice pudding. And I just use whole milk, cream, and either pudding rice, or if you can't get pudding rice, you get risotto rice. I think it says a lot.
Can you use risotto rice in a rice pudding?
It's beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just a wee bit, it's a bit more expensive. But I think it says a lot about us now that it's easier to get risotto rice than it is to get good old-fashioned pudding rice. They normally hide the pudding rice.
That's true. I went around three shops in Derry last week looking for rice, pudding rice, and no. Sometimes you can say pudding rice, and they go pudding rice.
No,
what's pudding rice?
Really.
Pudding rice,
exactly.
Rice pudding. No, pudding rice. Oh, no, sorry. You're like right, okay, dead on. So rice pudding with your arborio or
that's
whatever
it.
Your risotto rice.
Just put that into a pan. Just the everything in milk, cream, rice, bit of vanilla. Just simmer it and then cook it until it's cooked, John. You don't want crunchy rice pudding here.
Mm-hmm.
And then let that cool down. And you've already got your wee tart cases. If you don't want to make the pastry, actually, by the way, just, you can buy ready rolled short crust pastry is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then whip up some egg yolk, wee bit of sugar, some melted butter, whisk that all together, and then fold in your rice, your cooked rice. And then I've added a bit of orange zest, some chocolate, that just chopped chocolate and some hazelnuts. But you could put white chocolate into this, milk chocolate. Now, you see, if I was doing milk chocolate, what I would tend to do is chop the chocolate up and put it into the freezer for half an hour. So it sort of melts slowly, so you don't, it doesn't split on you.
Okay.
Dark chocolate should be okay. And then if you don't, hazelnuts, if you don't want to put nuts in it, leave them out. Or if you've got almonds or even pine nuts would work in this, or even if you want to just put in some currants or other dried fruit, it would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so mix that all together, put that into your wee tart cases. Yep. And then what we've got back, we've still got that egg. It's that half an egg. So the egg gets whisked up with some spices, still a wee bit of the melted butter and some sugar, and you just spoon that over the top. So it gives you a kind of like a wee crust.
Really,
yeah, a wee crust. And then into the oven, they take about 20 minutes. And then when they come out of the oven, leave them in the pan for about 5 minutes just till the pastry sets. And take it off and dust it with a wee bit of icing sugar and serve them warm. And then if you want to keep them for a couple of days, just keep them in the fridge, John, just because of the rice. Rice is quite high risk, so put them in the fridge. Now, for breakfast this morning, I had one of these cold, right? But I saw some blackcurrant jam in the fridge. And I can now say that torta di riso with a blob of blackcurrant jam
works.
Is absolutely delicious
with
your morning coffee. It is. So that's it.
Fantastic.
So that's
it's torta di riso. So it's a rice pudding tart, and you have that little crust of kind of cinnamony, nutmeggy, eggy,
right.
brulee stuff on top as well in your wee individual pastry tart.
These aren't overly sweet, John, and just, you know, lovely typical Italian pastry served traditionally at Easter. They would serve a big one, and if you want to make a big tart, that's great. But just do it, you know, into your pastry case and bake it for, it'll take about 40 minutes then.
Yeah.
No, to set, but just do it exactly the same way and then just slice it up.
Delicious.
And jam is optional.
Jam optional. Paula, thanks a million, enjoy the rest of your torta di riso.
I will, thank you.
Arrivederci, okay. As they might say.
Yes. Yeah. Bon appetito.
Fantastic.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.